was just a few weeks ago, we reported on it. Did you hear about that? That the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines told us of the birth of a baby black rhino. Now, more good news. Blank Park Zoo says one of their four giraffes is pregnant. Joining us to talk a little bit about it, Dr. June Olds, a senior veterinarian at Blank Park Zoo and clinician of zoo animal medicine at Iowa State University, and Lou Keeley, large mammal area supervisor at the Blank Park Zoo. Lou, Dr. Olds, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
Dr. Olds, tell us, what's the name of the expectant mother?
Her name is Yuzuri, or we call her Zuri, and she's a 19-year-old reticulated giraffe.
Mm-hmm. Was it a surprise that she was pregnant? She is pregnant?
It was a surprise that she was pregnant. It has been 15 years since Zuri has had a calf, and we have been trying a few years ago, and she never got pregnant, and so we actually thought that she wasn't able to conceive.
Mm-hmm. 15 years ago when she was, the last time she was pregnant. So she is, I have no way to judge it. A giraffe is a 19-year-old female giraffe, an older giraffe.
She is an older giraffe. They can live up to 30 years old in captivity, but she is considered to be an older giraffe, and Lou can probably comment on that a little bit more. But,
yeah, Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was good.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, that was good. That's my comment.
Okay.
Okay, so Lou and Dr. Olds, what do you have to plan in the due date is when is... For the baby giraffe?
We're thinking mid-December. So we know about from behavior and from our notes when she was probably bred from our male. So we're looking at mid-December. So there's all these physiological signs that we look for. So her milk bag's filling up, her teats are getting bigger, her belly's bulging out. And that's kind of how we knew. We could see all this fetal movement. And we're like, what is that? Oh, there's a little calf rolling around in there. And so, And then Dr. Olds and the vet staff, we were able to do an ultrasound on her. And we saw some great structures that kind of confirmed that she was indeed pregnant.
Mm-hmm. So what's the plan? Have you made a plan? Do you need to make a plan? What do you need to do differently now, Lou?
Yeah, so we have kind of a big old plan written out, so all the keepers and staff know what to do. So basically, it is separating Zuri out when we think she's getting close to giving birth. So in our barn, Zuri is she's stalled with three other animals. So overnight, we will definitely keep her separated. And so when a giraffe gives birth, she'll give birth standing up. So you can imagine that's a pretty large fall for that calf once it drops out. So that's six feet. So we want to make sure she's giving birth on a very soft substrate, so we'll heavy bed so that the calf has a nice, comfortable landing when she comes into this world.
And when a giraffe is born, can the giraffe, like a horse, does it get up?
Yeah, they kind of have to. You know, in the wild, that's when they're most prone to predation from lions and leopards. So they get up, you know, hopefully within a half hour or so, and they're up and nursing and walking around following mom.
Mm-hmm. You know, humans who are pregnant like to have special diets and care. Do we need the special care and diet, Dr. Olds, for this giraffe?
We actually have our giraffe on a really good diet, and so we usually don't increase the feed until after the calf comes. She's on a well-balanced diet that's a pelleted ration and hay, and then we give them plenty of browse. So she should be pretty set nutritionally as we go into this birthing process, and then as she needs to produce milk for the calf, then we'll have to increase her diet to be able to provide for the calf.
Lou, you get to see the giraffe, the mother, almost every day?
Every day, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're working around them.
Do you notice that she's in a different mood?
No, behaviorally, I think she's doing okay. You know, no big mood swings here. But once you kind of start seeing them getting restless a little bit, then I think you really know the calf's on its way.
Uh-huh. Dr. Olds, is a birth of a giraffe very much different than the recent birth of a black rhino you had?
Well, I think it is. It is a big deal, like Lou said, because the giraffe is standing when she gives birth. Having that calf land softly is very important. Having it stand up within that first hour of life and start nursing is very important. So it is a big deal, and because of her age, we're going to be watching her really closely and make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Were all of your giraffes at the zoo born in captivity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they've got how large of an area to roam?
Lou, can you speak to the size of the exhibit?
I think it's about 3 acres, and they share that with another critically endangered species, Attucks, and another bird species. So they get quite a bit of room to roam and stretch out their legs.
And we're increasing the size of the barn right now, too, so we'll have room for this new calf when it gets here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us now about the baby rhino born October 11th, I have, right? Our baby black rhino. Mm-hmm. This is a rare creature, right? Fairly rare?
Extraordinarily rare. Of her subspecies, the eastern black rhinoceros, there are only about 800 of them left in the wild in Africa. So it's a big deal to have an eastern black rhino born in the United States.
Mm-hmm. How big is the calf now?
She's about 75 kilograms, which if you do your math she's getting close to 200 pounds. So she's more than doubled in size since birth.
Mm-hmm. And female. And what is she like to do? She hangs around mom and does what?
Mom's very protective. She's usually around mom. She, with this great November weather we've been having, well, not today.
It changed, didn't
it? Yeah, it changed a bit. But she was out running around, rolling around in the mud, you know, doing all the things little rhinos like to do. We've had a bunch of great videos on Facebook that our keepers have taken of she loves, like, rolling around on enrichment items, so these big balls and tubes and stuff. She loves putting under her belly and rolling around, and she's just a little bit of a goofball.
Now, you haven't mentioned a name. Does she have a name?
We are actually having a naming contest. I think they're kicking it off Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, they'll be starting a naming contest at the zoo.
Oh, okay. So how do you enter?
You'll have to check for details on blankparkzoo.com. But it's donations of $50 or more, and you get to kind of suggest a name. And then there's going to be a little bit of a naming contest in the upcoming month. So check back with our site for more details, more than we can give right now.
Okay, and your mother and your baby rhino, they seem happy? Their mood seems good?
Oh, they're fantastic.
They're wonderful. Yeah, great.
How do you tell if a rhino's happy or not?
No, she's doing everything right. I mean, everything could go right. It did. You know, mom, she's still as sweet as ever, and that kind of rubs off on the calf. So the calf is very sweet to keepers, and she puts on a lot of shows for the visitors. The visitors have just gone crazy over her. Yeah. And you get to see her every day. And just to reiterate, we are open during the winter, so you can come see baby rhino every day.
Mm-hmm. Baby rhino, 75 kilograms. Mama's weighing in at about what?
Ooh. 1,200 kilos.
Yeah,
1,200
Whoa.
Kilos. Yeah.
She's a big girl.
Yeah.
That's a car, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so good to talk with both of you. I don't even know, what do black rhinos eat?
So they're herbivores. So they get a couple of grass types of hay and a pelleted ration. And they get some treats, too, some produce. They love apples and sweet potatoes that they'll use for training and such. So they have big appetites. You know, they eat about 50 pounds per day. A lot of poop, too. Keeps us going.
Well, we are at the end, so I'm glad you mentioned that, Lou.
There you go.
All right. Lou Keeley, Large Mammal Area Supervisor at the Blank Park Zoo. Dr. June Old, Senior Veterinarian at Blank Park Zoo, clinician of zoo animal medicine at Iowa State University. So wonderful to speak with you two and hear about these wonderful developments at the Blank Park Zoo. And we do need to come check it out.
Yes, you do.
You do.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Olds and
Thank
Lou.
You.
Thanks, Ben.